There were probably 12 trailers already sitting in the field as people were rolling in, some of them coming from the north, some of them coming from the south, the west. And by Thursday afternoon, we must have had 35 trailers. So usually they're rolling in all day Thursday, but for this, Clayton kind of he's got courtesy parking there at the farm, and people were just rolling in, and electric started rolling out. We had the big circus tent you can see in the pictures. We had good weather one day, bad weather the next. I mean, it was back and forth through the whole rally. But we had, I think, we had a total of 42 trailers, I think, Colin.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. You should, I guess, point out Clayton Rogers was the host and has been hosting the rally for, I guess, 6 of the 7 years
Yep.
At his farm in, where is it?
Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Clayton.
beautiful area, very close to D.C., but you're out in the countryside in the farming areas, and you can take the subway right into D.C. to see all the attractions. So
Yeah,
it's
you're about 10 minutes from the subway.
Yeah, so
But
it's a great rally to go to, and starts off our for people from the north, it starts off our season.
Clayton and the co this year it was co-hosted with Matt Warner too, and Matt's a phenomenal electrician, so everybody's got their own electrical hookup through the line. And if you've never been there, then you got the rally water, which throughout the whole field there's nothing but hoses going everywhere, because everybody wires off from everybody, and it's pretty neat. So we had this year we had two rows and basically a big horseshoe around the circus tent. If anybody else had come, we would have had to start a third row.
Oh wow, it's a pretty good turnout.
Oh
Sound
yeah.
like it's organized really well. So what kind of activities did you guys do over the 3 to 4 days?
Well, I was cleaning up until midnight Thursday when my wife Zoe, she drove down Thursday after Thursday afternoon from New York with our two boys. Of course, that trade one I just picked up, so it was not quite in the state of repair for the family yet, so I was cleaning all week every night. Every morning, you get up, there's coffee, there's donuts, there's a huge spread on a table with breakfast items. Great carrot cake.
Continental breakfast, basically.
Yeah, continental. Then you're pretty much, going around and on your own through the day. Around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, people start gathering out. It was inside the tent one day, outside the tent the other, because we had good weather, but for happy hour. And everybody brings munchies, some beverages of their choice, and we just sit around and talk and have fun. And dinner starts somewhere around 6 o'clock. First night was potluck on Friday night, potluck dinner. Everybody brings a dish to pass. Saturday we had actually cooked dinner, and then Sundays the people basically start hooking up in the morning and have breakfast and say goodbyes and or see you down the roads. Never really goodbyes. Throughout the whole rally, it's basically an open house. So you're stopping by to see somebody you know from the years, and they say, "Come on in and check out the trailers." And new people check out the trailers. And Colin had his awning on his trailer, which was really cool. And so you're constantly going back and forth, seeing different things.
We've got a new rope and pole, sort of period style awning on the trailer that we just got this year. And unfortunately, we didn't have the whole ada room set up, but we should have that shortly. But it was my first experience with the vintage style awning on the vintage trailer, and boy, did it make a difference.
And the wind.
Yes, with the wind as well. And strange as it may seem, Rob, I stopped at Camping World on the way home and bought some huge steaks.
Did you lose your awning support there?
Well, his awning held up well, and we probably had 45, 50 mile an hour gusts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Other people coming over that had Zip Ds, I said, "You're a brave man. I'd never put my awning out in this wind." And mine was out the whole time. The only time I had any problem was when it rained for a day. The ground got so soft that these tiny pegs that come with it started pulling out of the earth with the wind hitting it and the soft ground. I fabricated some wooden pegs, giant ones, out of some pallet wood that I'd brought for the fire. Just carved them up and hammered them in. I didn't have any problem after that. Yeah, it worked out well and kept the rain off.